waits for me.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. The Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Frank Fay. And now, this being Thanksgiving Eve, we bring you our groaning gobbler, a man who's full of dressing, Bing Crosby.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Groaning gobbler? Ken, let's not get too topical. And besides, when you say I'm full of dressing, that's tantamount to saying I'm full of baloney. Now, Ken, I think some music is in order, and Mr. Trotter has prepared a delightful arrangement of a new novelty tune entitled Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What's the song about, Bing?
Oh, it's about a hula dancer gets killed in a volcano. What do you mean, what it's about?
Well, I just thought perhaps the song was about a reindeer named Rudolph that had a red nose.
Actually, it is,
oh,
yes.
Good.
And like you said, tonight I'm full of dressing, and so are you. Incidentally, folks, to add to the novelty of this number, we have strapped antlers on Miss Gloria Wood of the Rhythm Heirs. She's playing Rudolph. Now we've got to have. She's going to play it. Part of Rudolph. Let's go. Wait till I get my copy. Don't anybody move a muscle. Go.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen,
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, well, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, well, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call me names.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Why, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved me as they shouted out with glee,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
On Donner, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Jolson, on Rudolph.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, Gloria and kids. Folks, that was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Seems to be Santa Claus's answer to mule train, I guess.
What's your answer to mule train?
I did it, and I'm glad. You may quote me.
I see. By the way, Mr. Crosby, do you have any other emphatic, quotable statements to make tonight?
Yes. Always buy Chesterfields. They're the best cigarette for you to smoke.
This is interesting. Why do you make this statement, Mr. Crosby?
Well, there's a blend of cigarette tobaccos in Chesterfields that make for a wonderful smoke. They call it the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. And you get it in every single Chesterfield.
Now, this boy knows what he's talking about. It's that right combination that makes Chesterfields milder than other cigarettes. And that's why Chesterfields taste better and smoke cooler than other cigarettes. And they leave a clean, fresh taste in your mouth.
Everything you want in a cigarette, you'll find in a Chesterfield. So join all of the smokers who say, It's my cigarette.
And whenever a friend of yours has a birthday coming up, give him 200 Chesterfields and that swell-looking birthday gift carton.
Chesterfields satisfied women and men. Chesterfields over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfields ABC.
Which Miss Patty Andrews has boosted into hit classification almost entirely by her recording thereof.
I can see, no matter how near you'll be, you'll never belong to me. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I pretend I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream, can't I? Can't I adore you, although we are oceans apart? I can't make you open your heart, but I can dream. Can't I adore you, although we are oceans apart? I can't make you open your heart, but I can dream.
Mr. Tubby Garin, Paramount Studios' roving ambassador of songs, is currently plugging a tune called A Thousand Violins. He's threatened to let the air out of my tires if I don't sing it. Well, we've scheduled A Thousand Violins for tonight, and in line with our policy to make everything authentic on the Chesterfield Show, we have engaged the services of 1,000 violinists. Why do you laugh? Ken, have the fiddle players shown up yet?
Yes, they're coming in the door now, Bing.
Violinist! Halt! Attention for roll call. Giovanuti?
Yeah!
Harry Bluestone?
Here.
Cy Bernard?
Here.
Mr. Russell?
Here.
Raul Poyakin.
Here.
Rakunas Punam.
Yes, Bindo.
Yasha Heifetz.
Are you kidding?
Why, Peggy Lee, folks. What on earth are you doing in there with all those violinists?
Well, I was just walking down the hall, and I guess they decided to string along.
Oh, never,
Oh, girl, girl.
Never saw you with so many bows. You see what happened, Peggy? I was just about to sing 1,000 Violins from Bob Hope's next picture, The Great Lover.
Oh, The Great Lover?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that must be a comedy.
With a title like that, what do you think? But this song from the picture is really a nice song. You want to join me?
I'd love to.
Well, here we go. 1,000 Violins. John Scott, let the rosin fairly fly.
They say, and gypsies know, one day, many moons ago, two lovers knew such bliss. 1,000 violins played when they were kissed.
And now, like days gone by, when two gypsy lovers sigh, 1,000 violins, sighing violins, come from the sky.
Ah, sweet serenade, please come to me. I need your aid to make her see, to make those lips that haunt me so, and haunt me so, haunt me so.
My darling, take my heart and make magic music start.
Be still, so we may hear those 1,000 violins so music star. Be still, and we may hear those 1,000 violins so
thanks, Peggy. That was lovely.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, heavens, I almost forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, some 5 or 6 weeks ago, a certain comedian appeared on this program.
Following his appearance, we were deluged with mail. To be specific, 80,000 letters were received.
Mention a name.
Quiet. Quiet. A man who is not only famous for his delivery of the written line, but also a celebrated wit offstage. Like the time at the Stork Club, I recall, when they brought him a lobster. Minus a claw, he complained to the waiter, who in turn explained that the lobster had lost his claw in a fight. Whereupon, this great wit, without a moment's hesitation, niftily retorted, "Well, take it back and bring me the winner." You see, they love you. They
Jim got his kill.
Why, ladies and gentlemen, it seems like only yesterday when this artist thrilled the audience at the Palace Theater with his rendition of "And He Doesn't Live Here Anymore."
Sing.
Well, you must be the guy waited for.
Sing.
Okay, okay. And so, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here's the man who needs no introduction. Not yet, I'll tell you. And star of stage and screen.
What about radio?
On this program, we just cannot go out on a limb.
Well, I can. The star of stage, screen, and radio, and here I am, Frank Fay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
And you can thank me, too.
For what?
Well, for putting you over.
You did not put me over. By your own admission, you received 80,000 letters about me. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Then why should I thank you?
Because the letters were not all good.
How many were bad?
I'd rather not say.
1,000?
Oh.
100?
No.
5 or 6?
No.
How many?
1.
Who pays attention to one bad letter?
Bingzy.
You mean to say that you threw away 79,999 good letters and kept that one blast?
Yep.
Why?
To show to people.
And you, the Bing Crosby, the one I always said was...
Was what?
I'm not going out on a limb either.
Well, just for that, I'm going to read the letter to everyone.
Want my glasses?
I don't want to leave you standing there in the dark. I don't want you bumping into the mic.
Could be Peggy Lee. But I'm just thinking out loud. Go ahead, read the letter.
Want me to, huh?
Go ahead.
Okay, it says, Dear Bing. That's me.
I figured that out by myself.
Dear Bing, heard your show of October 19th. You were in great voice, but I thought you made a mistake having F-A-Y on your program. Furthermore, Bing, you could be a great comedian in your own right if you would just let yourself go.
You could be a great comedian if you just let yourself go.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Frank, I find myself in a singular position here. I just cannot let the writer of this letter down. So for my fans' sake, I'm going to tell a joke.
Oh, this is the end.
I have one. It takes two people to tell it. You'll help me, of course.
If I must.
What do you mean, if I must?
If it's necessary.
Well, it isn't necessary at all. I just don't want to break faith with my fan, the man who wrote this letter.
Go ahead.
Well, now, in this joke, I'm an old woman.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
What am I?
Well, you're an old woman, too.
I am?
Yes, and I'm...
Wait a minute. Who's the oldest?
What? Really doesn't make any difference.
Well, if we're both old dolls, I want to know who's the oldest.
You are.
I am?
Yeah.
Well, I don't look it.
Hot or cold, I'm an old woman. And I'm sitting rocking back and forth on my veranda, and I'm just about to be sitting there rocking back and forth on my veranda. And I'm
just a minute.
Hey?
Just a second.
What?
Have I got a veranda?
Yes, but mine's the biggest.
It is?
Yes, I've got the biggest one on the block.
That's what everybody says.
Well, I'm rocking back and forth, and I'm knitting 3 socks for my son, who's in the Army. And you come walking down the street. Now, just as
I got a son? No. If you have a son, why can't I have one?
Well, you can't. You just can't, that's all.
Why not?
You're an old maid. Now, don't keep asking... Don't keep asking questions, huh? Oh. Now, you come walking down the street, you see me knitting, and you say, "Hello, Benny."
Benny!
That's my name. You say, "Hello, Benny," and I say, "Hello, Penelope."
That's my name.
I say, "Hello, Penelope," and you say, "What are you knitting?" And I say, "I'm knitting 3 socks for my son who's in the Army." And then you say, "Why are you knitting 3 socks for your son who's in the Army?" Then I tell the joke. Everybody laughs.
Is that all I say?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't much for me to look forward to.
Well, it's my joke.
Okay.
Now, will you ask me why I'm knitting 3 socks for my son who's in the Army?
No, I will not.
Why not?
Because I know.
What?
Your son wrote you a letter and said, "Dear Ma, since I'm in the Army, I have grown another foot." Is that right?
That's right. That's the whole thing. That's it.
You're not mad, are you, Benny?
Well, it isn't a case of being mad, Penny. It's just that I'm hurt.
Not when you hear the news.
What?
You know that mottled gray sheer chiffon that you were so crazy about but couldn't afford?
Yeah.
Well, it's been marked down.
To what?
$14.95, and guess what I did?
What?
I put a deposit on it for you and are holding it in will call now.
Mercy me, I'm so happy I could sing.
What?
Frank, with you here tonight, I think I'll do something that goes back a little bit.
Not too far.
I'll be gentle. John Scott, let us away.
Everything I have is yours. You're part of me. Everything I have is yours. My destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my.
Ah, very nice, Bing. You know, everything I have is yours reminds me of Chesterfield's in a way.
Well, Chesterfield give you everything. Everything you want in a cigarette.
That's what I mean.
Folks, next time you buy cigarettes, buy the best cigarette, Chesterfield's. Chesterfield's are A, always milder. Milder than other cigarettes.
Yes, and they're B, better tasting. Taste better than other cigarettes.
And C, cooler smoking. Smoke cooler than other cigarettes.
Yes, friends, ABC means smoking satisfaction. The right combination of everything you want in a cigarette. Smoke Chesterfields. They satisfy.
With Thanksgiving coming on and all, Peggy and I thought Way Back Home would be an appropriate selection. The roads are the dustiest. The winds are the gustiest. The gates are the rustiest. The pies are the crustiest.
The songs
the lustiest.
The friends
the trustiest. Way back home.
The trees are the sappiest. The days are the nappiest. The dogs are the yappiest. The kids are the scrappiest.
The jokes
the snappiest.
And the folks
the happiest. Way back home.
I don't know why I left the homestead. I really must confess I'm just a weary exile singing my song of loneliness.
The grass is the springiest. The bees are the stingiest. The birds are the wingiest. The bells are the ringiest.
The heart's
the singiest.
The arms
the clingiest. Way back home.
The sun is the blaziest. The fields are the daisiest. The cows are the graziest. The health is the laziest. The boys
the wittiest.
The girls
the prettiest.
Way back home. The pigs are the snootiest. The owls are the rootiest. The plants are the fruitiest. The stars are the shootiest. The grins
the funniest.
The smiles
the sunniest.
Way back home.
I don't know why I left the homestead. I really must confess I'm just a weary exile singing my song of loneliness.
The home food's the spreadiest. The old wine the headiest.
The old pals the readiest. The home gals the steadiest.
The love
the liveliest.
The life
the loveliest.
Way back.
That's it for this time. I want to thank Peggy Lee and Frank Fay for joining us this evening.
Say, Bing, who's your guest next week?
Al Jolson.
Oh. Goody.
Nice timing.
Oh, my boy. Do you think you'll be able to get him to sing?
I'm laying 7-5. He comes in on one knee. Good night, Frank. Have a nice Thanksgiving, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke. The
Bing Crosby Chesterfield program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Al Jolson. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.